afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Randy John Sled.
All right, sir. Could you please just state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Brandon John Sled, 292-218.
Okay, sir. Did you say, what is your number again?
292-218.
Okay, thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line to my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're kind of in and out.
Okay, did you understand I was introducing you to the board members conducting your hearing today, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, to my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your lead today. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, you can see him up on your screen now.
Okay.
Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, we received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm just representing myself today.
Okay, sir. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Slay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community. In phase one, the board will be making a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 8443 West Thurber Road, Tucson, on or about August 16, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus you're absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, based on the admission of Mr. Slay, I'm able to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to gather some information with you, sir, and at that time, you'll be able to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right,
Mr. Westby.
On July 3rd, 2017, Mr. Slade was released by DOC. He was arrested February 27, 2018 by Las Vegas PD on misdemeanor charge of failure to wear a safety belt. He was back in DOC custody March 7, 2018 with an adjusted CSD of July 14, 2018, which reflects 195 of Star Days. Current conviction, 2016, burglary second degree, 2 years. 2016, organized retail theft, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2014, burglary, third degree, 9 months. This is the second term of DOC. CU IRS score is 2-3, mental health score is 1, substance abuse score is 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary has been minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests. All arrests listed, charges were not processed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lessons. So, sir, I see that you were, at least you were approved to stay at TLC Halfway House in Tucson. And it appears that you left there. Why did you leave the halfway house, sir?
The reason why I left is because, so they started us on these ticket jobs where when you get released from prison, you don't have a job. So they started on these ticket jobs, and I worked those ticket jobs until they told me my rent was caught ahead. So they took me off the ticket jobs and told me to go out and find a real job. But I went out and I looked every day, all day long, and no one would hire me because of my background. I mean, it was pretty bad for having burglary and organized retail theft. So when I came back, the house manager tells Friday, he tells me that I had Monday to find a job, otherwise he was going to discharge me from the halfway house. So I tell him, all right, well, if you got a problem with me, then discharge me and print out my discharge papers. And I took off. I packed my stuff and I left, you know, because I couldn't find a job. And they're all getting on me about it, even though, and he lied in the report saying that I wasn't doing the day labor work, when on the other page says that my employment was doing day labor work for TLC. So I don't understand that part.
Okay.
I was doing, you know, every time I got called in to go take my test task, you know, I always went and I completed it and never came back with any positive results. You know what I mean? I was staying off the drugs. I was trying to do what I was supposed to be doing, but in their eyes, they weren't thinking that I was. But if I wasn't, I would still be out there getting high. You know what I mean? I would have never even went to the halfway house. I would have ran from the gate. So I'm not going to lie. You know, I got scared, and yeah, you know, I went back to where I'm from because I didn't have any other place to stay in Tucson that I knew of, you know, so I went back to Bullhead City, which is where I'm from.
Well, so why did you contact your parole officer for 195 days?
At first, I got scared. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, I got scared, and I didn't want to come back to prison. So, yeah, I absconded. I took off.
So what were you doing in Las Vegas when the Las Vegas PD stopped you, sir?
When I got arrested, I was actually across the bridge in Laughlin, Nevada, and they don't have a main jail in Laughlin, Nevada, so they had to drive me all the way to CCDC, which is in Las Vegas. But truly, I was in Laughlin, Nevada, right across the bridge. I wasn't trying to live out there or nothing. I was just going to one of the casinos, you know, looking for work and stuff, and because that's the only spot that we really got in Bullhead City is right there across the bridge in Laughlin, Nevada. But their main jail is all the way in Vegas, so that's why they had to drive me all the way to Vegas.
So you were doing good, it looks like, and then you absconded for the 195 days and you went to Vegas, sir. You didn't have permission from your PO to go out of state?
No, not that I know of, no.
Alright. So I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming for the board, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir?
For the time being that I did do good on parole, and then plus the time that I spent in Vegas jail waiting for Arizona to come get me, do I get accounted for that time? Because I know they didn't count me for any of that time.
Well, you have a release date, sir, July 14th, 2018.
Right.
And, it looks like they did add some time on there. It looks like the original date of release would have been, I see, December 31st of 2017. Is that right? Since ending December 31st of 2017, now it looks like you'll be released on July 14th of 2018. Okay? But sir, the board's going to go into discussion, while the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain silent. We're going to make a decision at that time whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. And we'll get back to you after the board has the discussion. Please stay on the line, sir, but remain silent. The board's now in discussion.
Okay.
Mr. Slade was doing good. He said he was at the halfway house. He worked and he got paid his rent. Matter of fact, he was ahead in his rent and said he tried to find him a job. He couldn't find a job. And someone at the halfway house told him that if he didn't have a job by a few days, that he was going to have to be put out. And at that time, Mr. Slade packed up his clothing and his belongings and went to Las Vegas, where he said that he had family. He was absconding for 195 days while he was in Las Vegas, and stopped by Las Vegas PD and subsequently arrested and brought back. So they said he was gone for 195 days. I really have no idea for sure what he was doing during that 195 days. He did leave the state of Arizona without the permission of his parole officer, which is a violation. So he'll be released on July 14th of 2018. I don't see Mr. Slay as being a good candidate to be released back out on community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Slade, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and left, or was about to lapse into criminal ways of conduct.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Slade?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 14th of 2018. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any community supervision. You won't be on parole. You won't have to report to the parole officer, sir. Hope that you take that time that you put together plans so that when you're released, that you won't have any negative contact or influences with law enforcement again, sir. And you'll be able to be a productive citizen out there, sir, because you won't be on parole and community supervision. If you wanted to go back to Las Vegas, you'd have the opportunity to be able to do that at that time. Mr. Slay, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you please put the CO3 on the phone?
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.